Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can I help you?
Well, hi, Darrell. My information should have crossed over to you. The woman I talked to previously said her system wasn't working, so she was transferring me over to you.
All right, what is your order number?
I don't know. I was calling in regards to you guys are supposed to be delivering a fridge today, and I was supposed to get a call yesterday to get to know when you guys were actually going to be there. Like a 2-hour window, and I never got that phone call. So I just want to make sure you guys are actually showing up today.
All right, what's your telephone number on your order, and I could pull up your information?
Oh, so nothing was actually sent over to you.
I need to gather your information so I can help you.
Okay. 608-728-3772.
All right, please wait.
Hey man, can you find my order?
No, we're still searching. I'll let you know when it's available.
Is there like a system issue or something? This feels like it's taking a very long time to find.
No issue. We just have to search since you don't have your account number handy. You have to search the database.
What do you mean by account number?
Yes, if you have an appointment or an installation, you have an account or order number given to you from the store. Since you don't have it, we have to do a search by your telephone number.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I mean, I could get the order number from Best Buy, if that's what you're asking for.
And that's fine.
Is that what you mean by order number?
Yeah, if you could give it to me, that would be great.
Let me see if I can find it. About that. I don't know if you heard that or not. I'm probably not going to be able to search while I'm on the phone here. I'm up north, so I don't have any service or anything like that. Well, I don't have internet, so I don't know how far I'm going to get doing this, but we're going to give it a try. All right, I got it. I'm not sure which one it is because it's not like fully loading, but I do have the order number.
All right, I'm ready for it.
Do you need that like hashtag or just go with the numbers and digits?
Yeah, whatever number you have, I'm ready.
All right, so it's BBY01-806-588-493-476.
All right, just a second.
Okay. And there is another order number, so I just want to make sure that this is the right one.
It came up with no matching information with that.
All right, I'm going to give you this other one then.
All right.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
BBY01-806-588-483-215.
All right, hold on. Yeah, no matching information with that either.
That's impossible. One of those two is correct. Are you doing BBY01? Or are you doing BBY0, like the letter?
I have BBY01-806-588-493-476. And the other you gave is BBY01-806-588-493-476. 483215, and no matching information for Bowl.
And what was that first one? I wasn't on the audio thing. Can you say that again? BBY01.
Yeah, BBY01 8065 88 49 3476.
All right, listen, man. So those are my order numbers. Now the problem is I can't load the actual thing because I'm up north and I don't have internet service, and so I'm using my cellular service to talk to you. I got a call on Monday from you guys to schedule delivery, and I got a call again Thursday because you guys don't deliver on Friday, and so you guys were scheduled to deliver on Monday today for it. And I was told it was going to be – they asked me 7 to noon. I said, yeah, but it has to be before 11. I know for a fact you put it on the notes or whatever for my stuff. But, I mean, those are the two orders that I have from Best Buy. And it says your appointment is coming up, order, and those two orders that I gave you. So one of those has got to be it. Or it's a different order number completely because it's under your XPO, because it's a third party from Best Buy. So there's got to be something in your system that's saying that you're delivering my fridge today. Can you go by a name? Can you go by an address? Can you go by anything other than those two numbers?
Yes, the last option we could search by is your name.
Okay. Do you want my first name or last name first?
Either one is fine with me.
All right, so my first name, Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L. Last name, Kyler, C-U-Y-L-E-R. So Charlie, Uniform, Yankee, Lima, Echo, Romeo.
All right, please wait.
Thank you. I'm okay right now.
Verify your email address.
It'll be my first name, daniel.lastnamekyler07@gmail.com. So daniel.kyler07@gmail.com.
Verify your address.
2341 Fir, F-I-R Street, Janesville, Wisconsin, 53546.
All right. Now, what's your question about your order?
Are you guys delivering it today and what time? I was supposed to get a call yesterday with like the actual like 2 hour window, but I never got a call. So I just want to make sure that it's actually being delivered today and what time.
All right. Now your order says there are currently no routes associated with this shipment, so this will not be installed today or delivered.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
So what notes? Hang on now. So Thursday, when I talked to the gentleman that works for you, do you have any notes that says that there was a phone call on Thursday?
Yes.
And what do those notes say exactly?
Because we can't tell you exactly what it says.
Why?
I could tell you the details, but I can't tell you everything that's in our notes. It says
okay,
that
so
you
give me the
Go ahead, sir. You could go ahead, talk, finish talking.
Okay. So Thursday, a gentleman called me to schedule this for today. Is there not a note that says that it has to be delivered? Is there not a note that says that it's being delivered Monday at 11 a.m.?
Yeah, there's also a note saying that we are unable to perform this as well.
And what's that reasoning? Because nobody told me that.
It appears this was added onto the technician's route by mistake. So he was unable to complete this or perform this today.
What do you mean it was added by mistake?
Yes, it was added, or this was scheduled incorrectly. And that's what the notes are saying.
By whom?
By Brandon.
Okay, Brandon must have been the guy I talked to on Thursday. So I don't understand, because originally it was supposed to be delivered on Friday. Then I got a phone call saying that you guys don't deliver on Friday in that area. And so that it had to be delivered on Monday. The earliest Monday you guys could have done it was today. And now you're telling me that that's not correct and that it's not happening?
Yes, it is not scheduled correctly.
Okay. So this is what you're going to do for me. You're going to send me to your manager, a manager, I don't care. I need to talk to somebody right now. You're not going to hang up the phone or anything like that. You're going to transfer me over to a superior immediately.
Sure thing.
Now we have.
And thanks for calling XPO. Please wait.
Thank you. Are you still on the line, sir? Hello? Hello, is anybody on the other line? Hello? Yo, are you just holding me on mute so I hang up? I don't even hear transfer music.
Hello, is anybody there?